Tonight, you saw these people baptized. But yet there are people who sit in this room who ought to follow in their footsteps. And you ought to follow and be baptized. Matter of fact, you ought to be baptized before we leave this room tonight. That's why John is still up there. And he waits for you if that's God's call in your life. I want to talk to you about baptism for a moment tonight. In Acts chapter 8, in verse 26, the Bible says an angel of the Lord spoke to Philip saying, get up and go south to the road that descends from Jerusalem to Gaza. It's a desert road. So he got up and went, and there was an Ethiopian eunuch, a court official of Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who was in charge of all her treasure, and he had come to Jerusalem to worship. He was returning and sitting in his chariot and was reading the prophet Isaiah. And the Spirit said to Philip, go up and join his chariot. And Philip ran up and heard him reading Isaiah the prophet. And he said, do you understand what you're reading? And he said, well, how could I unless someone guides me? And he invited Philip to come up and sit with him. Now the passage of Scripture which he was reading was this. He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, as a lamb before its shears is silent, so he does not open his mouth. In humiliation, his judgment was taken away. Who will relate his generation? For his life is removed from the earth. Reading from Isaiah 53. The eunuch answered Philip and said, please tell me, of whom does the prophet say this, of himself or of someone else? And Philip opened his mouth, and beginning from the scriptures, he preached Jesus to him. And he went along the road and came to some water, and the eunuch said, look, water, what prevents me from being baptized? Now, Isaiah spoke about, in chapter 53, like a sheep to the slaughter, a lamb silent before the shears, doesn't open his mouth in humiliation. And the eunuch said, is Isaiah talking about himself or somebody else? And from those scriptures, he began to preach Jesus to him. Well, now, all the message is not written down here. I mean, Philip took off with an exposition of the life of Christ. We know he did. I mean, this guy couldn't have understood baptism if Philip hadn't told him. And so he began to preach. There was one born. Mary gave birth. This little boy grew up and he lived and did miracles. He started his ministry. He was baptized in the Jordan by one of our friends, John. We call him the Baptist. Jesus lived. And then they nailed him to a cross, and that's what they were talking about, the humiliation, and how he went like a sheep to the slaughter, and they killed him, they nailed him to the cross. And the eunuch is saying, okay, I see that, I get that, that's right, it's got to be. He's not talking about, Isaiah's not talking about himself, he's talking about another, he's talking about Jesus, the Nazarene. And Philip unpacks the life of Christ and says to him that Jesus died for you, young man. Who is this guy? Well, he's the keeper of the queen's treasure, and he's come from Ethiopia down to Jerusalem. He's heard about worship. He goes in and somehow got a copy of the Old Testament writings of Isaiah. He said, man, that must have been expensive. Well, he kept the treasure of the queen. No problem for him to buy a book, buy a scroll. He was curious. You know, a lot of people come to church curious. Wonder what they're talking about. What's that about? And if we are not smart enough to preach Jesus to them, we miss it. There's a lot of things we ought to be speaking to, but we must never do anything that makes light of Christ. We must always make much of the Lord Jesus. And that's what Philip did in this encounter with this Ethiopian. Philip probably told him how he got saved, how he met Christ, and how he was baptized. And so they got in and they were going along the road. Evidently, Philip got a ride. And as they're going down, the Ethiopian says, hey, is water here? What prevents me from being baptized? Philip said, if you believe with all your heart, in verse 37, you may. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And he ordered the chariot to stop, and they both went down into the water, Philip as well as the eunuch, and he baptized him. And when they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord snatched Philip away, and the eunuch no longer saw him, but went on his way rejoicing. But Philip found himself at Azotus, and as he was passing through, he kept preaching the gospel to all the cities until he came to Caesarea. So he stops, and they go down into the water, and he baptizes Philip. So the question is, who can be baptized? This man's asking that. Well, let me say three things to you tonight out of this text. Number one, the only man or woman or person, the only man to be baptized is a saved man. You shouldn't be baptized until you're saved. After you get saved, you ought to be baptized. No ifs, ands, buts, questions, I'm different than anybody. No. After you say yes to Jesus, you should say yes to the water. That is your public testimony, as these 12, a dozen, did tonight, and were lowered into the water. The only man that ought to be baptized. We don't baptize children. This morning, I get lots of questions. I had two young people come up this morning. Boy about this tall, and this little boy about this tall. And the first boy had a question, and the next, I don't know if I've ever seen this kid before, and this little boy looked up at me, and I don't know how he could have been 10, 12. He said, I have a question. I said, yes, sir. He said, what is the difference in holy water and regular water? I've been doing this 40 years. I ain't never had that question. I said, holy water is a symbol in the Catholic tradition. But I said, son, I want you to understand, it's tap water. Somebody may pray over it, but it's tap water. Okay? I'm sure I didn't explain that well to that young man. I tried and I fumbled around a little bit. That just wasn't in the back of my mind. If you'd have asked me to list a million questions, that'd have been a million one that I'd have said, I'm going to get holy water and regular water. What's the difference? Well, you see, when you're baptized as a baby, that's something your mother and daddy does. Well, it's like we have child dedication here. It's like what? But baptism is not for an infant. Baptism is for a person. John asked everybody who walks in that baptistry, have you trusted Jesus as your Savior? The only man to be baptized is a saved man, woman, boy, girl, teenager. If you're a saved person, then you should be baptized. Number two, the only mode of baptism known in Scripture is immersion. It's the only way to be baptized in Scripture. Not by sprinkling, not by pouring, not a little bit. It is to be immersed. It's the only, everywhere you find baptism in this book, it is by immersion. It's the way Jesus was baptized. It's the way John the Baptist baptized, the way Philip. You notice that they both went down into the water, it says. Baptism, the mode is immersion. It's the way you do it biblically. The most oft-asked question I now have as a pastor, except for holy water, is it okay to be cremated? That's my number one question these days. Everybody wants to know, is it okay if I am dead that I leave orders for me to be cremated? We don't find much in Scripture, but only one time you find anything close to that. But the only people who burned their dead were the wicked. Now you got to jump to make a biblical context out of that, but that's the only thing you find. What I tell people is I want to be baptized like Jesus and I want to be buried like Jesus. He was baptized by immersion. And he was buried with spices and wrapped and put in a ground. I want to be buried like Jesus. I want to be baptized like Jesus. So if my kids try to cremate me, y'all run and stop them. Rachel's here tonight, and she's heard this story before, all right? The mode of baptism is what you saw tonight. Now, today, all across Florida, Florida Baptists are baptizing outside. We didn't do that. We do it from time to time, and we will have an outdoor baptism. I told Dr. Green, I said, you know, up here in the panhandle in May, it could still be kind of chilly to go outside to baptize. I said, it won't be as cold as it was in our auditorium this morning, but it could still be chilly. But I've been seeing reports all around the state. There's people all around the coast of Florida have been baptizing outside today. All of them didn't go in the ocean. Some were in lakes and rivers and swimming pools and different places. We'll send in our report of 12 tonight. But the mode has been baptism by immersion, whether in a pool or a creek. As I shared with you a few weeks ago, I've baptized all kinds of places, different ways, and oceans and rivers and tanks, that they called them in Texas. That's a pond in the southeast. I always thought a tank would be a metal deal like a pool, but not in Texas. That's a pond. The question is, have you been a saved person? And secondly, after you've saved, have you been baptized with the mode of immersion? The only man to be baptized is a saved man. The only mode of baptism is immersion. And thirdly, the only meaning of baptism is the symbolism of what Jesus did. Baptism does not save you. It does not wash away your sin. It does not make you a holy man. Baptism's meaning is Jesus died. He died, and they buried him. And he died for you. And they raised him. And he came up. And he got up with victory for you. And when you're baptized as a saved man by the mode of immersion, then you are preaching to the world this meaning. Jesus died for me. And he was raised for me. A lot of people, and it bothers me, not enough to stop, but I do get concerned about children in baptism sometimes. I want them to make sure they know, they know, they know. As we see a lot of people come back later and say, you know, I just really didn't understand. Well, we try to make it clear and plain and but as people grow, what happens is if you become a Christian 9, 10, somewhere along in there, and you're baptized, and then if you don't remain faithful, and if you go out into the world and you get off to high school or college and you wobble in your faith, then sometimes you think, I really didn't know the Lord. And when you circle back, and I have people that say, you know, I just need to make sure. Well, I'd rather you do it twice and get it right once than to do it once and miss it. So I agree with that, but I want you to get it right the first time. I got saved when I was 10, baptized after that, and when God called me to preach, I struggled. Now, is at 17, this lordship issue, I wondered, was I ever saved? Or I tried to talk the Lord out of calling me to lordship. That's what that was. And I had to make that adult commitment. I didn't come to be baptized, but I've known many people that have. And they just say, I just need to make that recommitment of my life, and I'm not sure that I had it right, so I want to be baptized. We're not against that. We'll help you with that. But you ought to get that right. And dear friend, if you've been saved, and if you've never been baptized, you ought to do that. As a matter of fact, you ought to do it now. You ought to do it tonight. You say, well, I didn't come prepared. We're prepared for you. We'll help you. And if it's what you ought to do, then we'd love you to come and be prepared to do that. Here's what we're going to do. In a moment, John's going to come and we're going to sing an invitation song. If you've never been saved, we want you to come get saved. If you've never been baptized, we want you to come say, Pastor, I'm ready to do that. We'll put somebody with you, take you back around, and we'll let you, we'll baptize you tonight if you have trusted the Lord, make that confession. We'll do that at the end of this service, how we'll conclude. Say, well, I have time. Yeah, that's why we hadn't taken the offering yet. We're going to take up the offering while you get ready. So we built in a little time for you to be a part of that. You're here and you've never trusted Christ, then in this invitation time, I want you to come, and as that Ethiopian did, call on the name of the Lord and trust Him that you'd be saved. And some of you here need to join our family. That'd be great. We'd love to have you come be a part of Olive this night. We had our Warrington friends here for the first time today. I mean, they've been coming off and on, but they were here this morning in the Sunday school class, and it was their first time because it was first Sunday we didn't have a church service going on. Over at the new campus, and we're taking some time to work through that for the replant. So they were here with us today. They were new to our family. Maybe some of you are new to our family today. Then you want to come be a part. We'd invite you to come and say yes to Christ, yes to the church, yes to commitment this night. But if you've never been baptized after you were saved, I want you to come tonight. I want you to be ready to make that commitment and come and do it this very evening.